What were your overall impressions of how this session wrapped up?
I think the first thing that we need to do is we need a realistic reflection of what we walked into. So as a Republican, we walked into a General Assembly where we were in the super minority in both the House and the Senate. There are 44 Republicans in the House and 74 Democrats. What that means is the Democrats don't need Republican help to pass any of their legislative priorities. We saw that come into play on a couple critical issues, but we also saw the vast majority of bills that came out this year, 90-some-odd percent, were passed on a bipartisan basis. You know, there wasn't a lot of party against party. It was issues that are important to the people of Illinois, and a bipartisan spirit certainly prevailed.
Your party passed several proposals intended to help Illinois businesses, including one that deals with data centers. What did they do specifically?
What the incentive package says is a data center that's going to build in excess of $250 million worth of a facility. They're going to hire at least 20 employees that are paid at least 125% of the average wages for the area. Will have the opportunity to have an incentive against their state income tax for the infrastructure that they put into place. So think the racks, the computers, the wiring, and this type of thing. We were also able to help nearly 300,000 small business owners by elimination of the franchise tax. So this is a minor nuisance tax, if you will, that requires them to hire an accountant or an attorney each year to file the tax form, and we phase that out a little bit. So 300,000 small businesses are going to have one less form, one less tax to pay.
I spoke to Senator Severson, and he mentioned a Blue-Collar Jobs Act. What does that do?
What the Blue-Collar Jobs Act does is it provides an incentive to projects where you are adding employees on a large-scale construction project, and it provides the employer a credit against the tax that they pay on the employment side.
What are your thoughts on the referendum for a graduated income tax?
I feel it gives the Illinois legislature too much leeway in increasing taxation little by little. If they have a budget hole or a new priority that they want to do, they can increase the income tax on a cohort of 20,000 households in the state of Illinois. Currently under the flat tax system, it's more painful because everybody pays a little bit more, which really forces the legislature to think about their priorities, to think about how do we want to spend this money and whether it's the best, highest use for the taxpayer revenue.
How about the minimum wage increase?
The minimum wage will increase within 12 months and one day from $8.25 to $11. That represents a 33% increase in the minimum wage within basically a calendar year. That's a lot to take. That pushes a lot of stress onto non-for-profits and small businesses that I don't know is appropriate given this time. So what we had really hoped for through negotiation was more of a longer timeline in more rural areas outside of Cook County and the collar areas, but that didn't come to fruition. So yeah, that was one of the bigger losses that we had over the course of this past year.
And finally, how would you describe your experience as a freshman lawmaker in Springfield?
You quickly develop a peer network of freshmen on both sides of the aisle that you visit with on how things are progressing, and then you find some mentors within your caucus that are able to be guideposts to you through the process. And what was very heartening is how passionate everybody is about doing right for the state of Illinois. That doesn't always make it through. You know, all that gets played on the news are the snippets of the arguments and the things that didn't go according to plan. But in general, there is a lot of collegiality, a lot of goodwill, and a lot of well wishes. Because at the end of the day, when we hang our hat, we're hanging our hat on the fact that Illinois is going to be an amazing place to live in the future.